I am confused. You know, the old post office here in Chicago, it's the Rokon Show with Anna DeVlantis, by the way. That part I'm not confused about, at least momentarily. The old post office downtown, it's a very famous structure, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they built the old Congress Expressway that eventually was renamed the Eisenhower Expressway. They had to build it to go through the building.
Somehow it worked. You know, it wouldn't seem possible, but it works.
And it is always when you have people from out of town and you see on the horizon that building and it's getting closer and closer and closer. And they're like, what are you doing? Get off here. And then
it's
you go right through it.
It looks like it's the end of the road, but it's not.
And I remember as a kid when that was an actual working, you'd see the people in the windows, you know, above the expressway doing
things.
Like
managing the mail and stuff like that.
Yeah, or losing it or doing something. Whatever they were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But now they close that, obviously. The Postal Service came up with the different facilities that are, you know, more modern and have all the new technology that gets the billion pieces of mail that they move a day around the country. But it does seem like a very undeveloped piece of real estate.
Well, it's kind of a gateway to portions of downtown, in and out, you know, from downtown to the West Loop area and then back into the city as well. And it's a blight, let's be honest. There's nothing going on there. And you think about the possibilities there to make something great in that huge piece of land and jobs that could be brought there potentially, too.
There are 2.7 million square feet that building.
That's like a zip code.
It is a zip code. And there was a developer, Bill Davies is a developer, that they were trying to do a deal with.
Mm-hmm.
To multiple use. At one point, they were thinking about a hotel. They were thinking about an entertainment complex.
Right. He even suggested micro apartments recently.
Right. Like they have in Asia, right?
In San Francisco, too, and some parts of New York.
Where you sit, like you live in a coffin.
Well, like everything sort of collapses into the walls, and then you bring it out as you need things, you know, like a bed. It's over there, and then that's a table somehow, and I don't know. It works. It works for people.
I don't know. That seems really depressing to me. But okay, whatever. Whatever it is. And he actually, Davies pitched everything for the site from a 16 million square foot complex topped by a 120-story tower to the micro apartment. So it's been everywhere. Now, Danny Solis is an alderman right here in the city of Chicago. And now, Alderman Solis, the mayor now is talking about giving up on this whole idea of developing and taking this parcel over by eminent domain, which, you know, is sometimes controversial when cities do it, but it happens all the time. I mean, you know, people who are around here when they were building any of these expressways, they know what that's all about.
Or expanding the L, right?
Or expanding the O'Hare, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, those people didn't like it very much. But where do you fall on this? What do you think should happen?
Well, let me correct you. I don't think the mayor is giving up on the development of this this building. It's quite the opposite. I think that we all are. We're frustrated that no movement has been made.
Well, giving up on this guy, though, right, or no? Bill Davies? Are you giving up?
We're giving up on him.
Yeah,
He has had at least two offers, both offers probably offering maybe five or six times as much money as he paid for it, which is around $24, $25 million. And these offers were about putting together a massive business office development and potentially more development because it does have the zoning or the plan development to do that. And it hasn't been done. And every time he's not from Chicago, he's not from the U.S., it's very difficult to get a hold of him. The last 2 years, I've talked to him on the phone, never in person. Every once in a while, he'll send somebody here to talk to us if there's something pending. But nothing has happened. So we're just at a point where we're frustrated, and we know, because there's been at least two offers that wanted to develop that there is a market out there. So the mayor, and I agreed with him, I encouraged him, along with the Commissioner Reifman, we're going to move towards eminent domain, and the beginning of that process will be next month, March 8th, at the Community Development Commission.
But Alderman, how in these times does the city have the kind of money you'd need in order to buy this property, or why does that make sense for taxpayers?
Well, that's a very good question, Anna. We're not going to pay for it. What we're asking, after we put it on the get it passed through Community Development Commission, we're going to be asking for requests for proposals. For example, if the scenario happened that somebody, again, said, we want to build offices or we want to build a hotel or residential, and they offered the same amount that they offered to Mr. Davis, well, he's getting way more than what he paid for it. Well, he would be paid off, and the city would do the work that it needs to be done.
Okay, so
we are not going to provide any tax money, any city money toward getting this done.
Okay, so he paid $24 million back in 2009 from the USPS for this building, right? Okay,
right.
So
at an auction, right?
If this is taken over by eminent domain, who's responsible for paying Davies back? Would the city have to pay the $24 million back to him? Or you'd put it up for auction again?
The developer that wins the RFP would be responsible for paying him not only what he paid for it, but whatever that market value is right now.
Okay.
And so he wouldn't lose.
Right.
And the city wouldn't lose, and we would get a development going that would bring in the jobs and the tax revenue that we need.
Do you have any sense of what, you know, you've been in this city most of your life. Do you have any sense of what you'd like to see there?
Yeah, I really think that the first thing that I'd like to see there is offices. And the reason I say that, two reasons. Number one, we've got a tremendous building boom in the downtown area, especially in the South Loop, which is, there's a portion that I represent along the river. And if you build offices, it's almost like you're building a market. You know, you can put maybe 4,000 or 5,000 offices there, which I think the first offer that Mr. Davis received from Sterling Bay was about getting Walgreens there, the national office of Walgreens there. So
it's like a big corporate headquarter idea here.
Right, right. Yeah. And so I think we can build not only offices, but we can also do commercial and residential development. But I think the quickest and development that could happen there is offices.
Alderman Solis.
It's ideal land. It's right along the river. The mayor likes to talk about the river as the backyard of the city. And we've already got the British School, Roosevelt Collection, River City, CMK. It just got its okay to build about 3,000 units on the north and south side of River City. So it's a booming area that could really use, I think, office space.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. Alderman Solis, you've actually talked to this guy. He seems fairly elusive. All the articles I've read about him, no comment. Couldn't be reached for comment. Didn't respond to requests for comment. When you've talked to this developer who owns the old post office there, has he expressed to you why he hasn't pulled the trigger when he's being offered, you know, major returns in order to sell it or else opportunities to develop
it? I talked to him about 7 months ago. After the second offer was rejected by him, and I expressed my frustration, he actually called me because I introduced a downzoning of the property just to get his attention. And sure enough, it did get his
attention. That worked.
And when he called, he said, well, Danny, you know, I've got a deal going. We'll know within 3 weeks to 2 months, and you'll be so happy. We're going to get this. We're going to get that. 3 weeks passed by, then a month, then 2 months, and nothing happened. So we got a hold of him again. He said, there's another deal, and it's pending, and it's going to happen, and the city's going to be so happy, and blah, 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 and nothing happened. And then finally he had representatives come down to the city, a real estate a guy, an attorney, a special guy, his right-hand guy from England. And basically they came in with their tails between their legs and they said, well, we're still waiting. And then the last thing we heard, but we don't know anything specifically, is about these micro, small apartments that, as Anna, you described it, I just don't see. We don't have anything concrete, and I just don't see that happening. And it would be a fraction of the square footage that's in that building. I think like 45,000 square feet. Out of 200 plus million square feet.
Yeah. How about the Lucas Museum? Some are saying that maybe that belongs over there if there's so much fight about the lakefront. Is that an appropriate place for them?
I'd be open to anything, but I think the Lucas Museum is looking for beachfront, you know, lake area.
Yeah.
I thought maybe along the river, maybe south of Roosevelt Collection, but I haven't heard anything. No, I'd be open. We need all kinds of development.
Yeah, and I think they want to build their own building too. I think
that's part
of the whole deal.
They have a vision, right?
Yeah, an architectural landmark in and of itself. This micro apartment. I'm just going to tell you, Alderman. Nothing creeps me out more than the idea of this. It's like because it's such an interesting little piece of Chicago right there because the post office has been empty for so long, and there's so much stuff happening in every direction except straight west, of course, which is the expressway.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got, adjacent to that building, to the north, to the south, and across the street to the east, there's a lot going on. And and if you put the right thing in there, it becomes the keystone to, despite the fact that you've got 8 lanes of high-speed traffic moving through there at any given moment, and then the bridge that will go up and sometimes won't come back down.
It's a problem, too.
Yeah, it could be such a cool centerpiece for something, and it just seems like, I think you're right.
Sort of a sardine hotel, sort of.
Yeah, but a multiple use, right? Like a multiple use thing where you're putting a hotel, you're putting retail, and you're putting businesses.
Right.
Yeah.
But the other issue here that's very important for Chicagoans to think about, it's a dangerous situation right there. It's a 95-year-old building. We've had about 4 or 5 fires since Mr. Davis bought it. I think one person died or jumped off the building. It wasn't well covered. But there's just expressway right there, and then you've got all the tracks, rail tracks, Metra and everybody else down there.
Going through there,
you've got to take care of that building, and the owner has that responsibility. And if he's not doing it, then I think the city has a responsibility to take charge and get somebody that will.
Do you see a possibility, Alderman, of the city at some point having to take that building down and start from scratch?
I don't think so. I think that would be a lot more difficult to do than what was being proposed.
Yeah. Well, given, it's really interesting, too. You got that whole construction just to the west of there with the, the new wraparound from
the Burn,
90-94,
the
new interchange there. And that's fascinating what they've done. I mean, actually, when you come out of the gate there, I always feel like a horse running out of a gate when I come out through that tunnel and, out into the, western expanse of the Eisenhower.
That's a good analogy. I feel the same way. I live in that South Loop in the Roosevelt Collection area, and I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And I take the expressway going west, right?
Yeah, you feel like you're either being shot out of a gun or you're, coming out of a gate. And they've just changed the lane configuration there. So if you don't, you have to be in the two left lanes to stay on the Eisenhower. If you are not, which it didn't used to be, you just had to be in any of the lanes.
You're in trouble.
Next thing you know, you're on your way to Wisconsin. And I don't want to go to Wisconsin.
It's very confusing there.
Alderman, I don't want to go to either place. I just want to go. I want to go where I'm trying to get to.
Right.
All right. Well, Alderman, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Alderman Solis.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Anna and Ro. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Alderman Solis. I don't know if we answered any of the questions there, but
well, at least he's directly talked to this guy, and it sounds like they're not getting anywhere with whoever owns it now.
I don't think the guy exists.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
Kaiser Sosa or what's his name?
Kaiser Sosa. Right. Mm-hmm. Turns out that it really is. Frank Underwood. It's not. Wait, what happened? All right. Here is Violetta Pottermedic.